Behold my Savior Christ arise. He chases from us sin and night and brings us joy and life and light.
John 21, verse 1. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. In Jesus' name, beloved of God, how long is Easter? A day? No, that's right. We had Monday off too, didn't we? 2 days? A week, maybe? Jesus appeared to Thomas a week after his resurrection on Easter morning. But John tells us afterward, he appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. In fact, for 40 days, he kept appearing to them from time to time. How long does Easter last? 50 days after Easter, Peter and the other disciples were still preaching Easter sermons, weren't they? God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it, was the way Peter put it, Acts 2:32. And when called before the authorities after healing the lame man, Peter and John told them, "Then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed." We cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. And when they were once again hauled before the Sanhedrin in Acts chapter 5, they said, "We must obey God rather than human beings. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on a cross. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins." How long does Easter last? Even after that, he appeared again to Saul, didn't he, on the road to Damascus. And he showed Saul, that the one whom he was persecuting was alive. And years later, Paul was still saying things like, "It is concerning the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you today." I know some pastors who were pretty tired after all the events of last Sunday. In fact, so were congregation members. It's not bad to expend enough energy in our worship that it tires us out a little. But even though the day is past, must Easter vanish in the mist of history or with the afternoon nap? You're back on campus again after Easter break and have many things to look forward to. Events, both athletic and academic, banquet, Arbor Day, maybe, field day, finals, graduation. But you do not have to put Easter behind you. I once knew some children who so enjoyed the Easter celebration, they didn't want it to stop. They had recited in church and had sung their songs. At home, they had received Easter baskets and Easter gifts. And then, while the adults were resting, they went into their rooms and began to write notes to their parents, grandparents, and friends. They made up Easter baskets for all of them, using the treats from their own baskets, and joyously delivered them to the house full of adults who had come to watch the children enjoy their treats. Now there were not many treats left in their baskets. But do you think that the Father, who delighted to see this spirit in his children, was going to let them suffer because of their generosity? He knew they were doing the same thing that all Christians do. We thank each other, but we're only sharing the gifts that we find in our baskets from him. And Jesus assures us, "Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap." How long does Easter last? Let the word of Christ dwell among you richly, and you will see that Easter does not end until you stand before him who says, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and hell." Amen. Amen. Let's sing the last three stanzas.